Welcome to Servants of the Lord Ministries. My name is Dr. Keith Jenkins. I'm the International Coordinator for Servants of the Lord Ministries. Before I start my message today, I want to share with you the commission of the ministry that God gave to Joseph Hitchcock, the founder of Servants of the Lord Ministries, many years ago. God said, I have children in every nation, and you have brothers and sisters whose hearts are crying out to me. They sought me for ministry, blessings, and gifts. I've given them those things, and it has blessed them. But there's a part of their spirit that it never fulfilled, that is reserved for an intimate relationship with me. Now their hearts are crying out to me just for me. That's who I'm sending you to, because I don't want them to take the years it took you to get to me, because there was no one to show you how at the time. Servants of the Lord Ministries is a teaching and training ministry sent to the body of Christ to reach people with a heart after God. This message is for those who want to get to know Him and grow up in Him and be ready for His appearing. Today I'm sharing a message called Alive. Paul wrote in the book of Romans, chapter 6, verses 10 and 11. I'm reading Romans, chapter 6, starting verse 10. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth, he lives unto God. Verse 11. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the Message Bible, Romans 6, 10 to 11 says, never again will death have the last word. When Jesus died, he took sin down with him. But alive, he brings God down to us. From now on, think of it this way. Sin speaks a dead language that means nothing to you. God speaks your mother tongue, and you hang on every word. You are dead to sin and alive to God. That's what Jesus did. Everyone is like a snowflake that melts in the heat of the day and turns into a vapor. James 4 and verse 14. But one day can be 1,000 years. 2 Peter 3 and verse 8. The final outcome of your life depends on you and what you do now with such a great salvation. Think of sin as anything that is contrary to God's perfect will for your life in thought, purpose, or action. If you do the perfect will of God in complicated situations as this world is passing away, you will live forever. 1 John 2 and verse 17. Jesus said in Revelation chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. This is in the book of Revelation chapter 3. I'm reading verse 1. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things says he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, and thou hast a name that thou liveth and art dead. Verse 2, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Verse 3, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. The word spirit comes from another word meaning a current of air, that is a breath, a blast, or a breeze. By analogy or figuratively, a spirit that is human, a rational soul, a vital principle, a mental disposition, superhuman or angelic, divine, God's Holy Spirit, God's life. Be ever watchful and see what areas are still responding to the Spirit. Those that do not respond to conviction of the Holy Spirit are already dead. When God's face stopped shining towards the Jews, they had to wake up spiritually. God has seven spirits and created in his image. Man has five senses at least that should function differently if you're born again. Number one, smell. Your life in complicated situations should smell like Christ to those around you. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. Without the rightly revealed word of truth and regular washing, Ephesians 5 and verse 26, through common sense and reason, you'll begin to smell like the devil. Number 2, seeing. Conviction is a blessing, and if you do not see it that way, you need eye salver. The pure in heart that have established Jesus Lord get to see the Father at work doing things on their behalf. Matthew 5 and verse 8. Number 3, touch. Touched by God, he can overwhelm us, but with his pure love flowing in us as a living sacrifice, we can also touch God's heart. We do that by keeping his commandments. John 14 and verse 15 in complicated situations. Number 4, hear. The outer flap of the ear called the pinna acts as a sound gatherer, similar to a horn. Get your everlasting covenant by inclining your ear now. Isaiah 55 and verse 3, before it's too late. Test everything with the Holy Spirit. Do not rely on sources of information like TV and social media. Number 5, taste at salvation. You will taste that God is good. Psalm 34 and verse 8. To continue in his goodness, however, remove unbelief through conviction and repentance so that you can trust God with your whole heart or be cut off. Romans 11 and verse 22. Your spiritual foundation is repentance from dead works. Hebrews 6, 1. Not bad works. You should be living by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 7. Unless you've neglected your salvation. Hebrews 2 and verse 3. With the Holy Spirit dwelling freely, God can communicate in 7 different ways spiritually with you. Jesus paid the price for you to have the perfect teacher in areas where you listen. James wrote in James chapter 2 and verse 16, I'm reading to verse 20. This is in the book of James chapter 2, starting in verse 16. And one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warned and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body. What doth it profit? Verse 17, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead being alone. Verse 18, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Verse 19, thou believest that there is one God, thou dost well. The devils also believe and tremble. Verse 20, but wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? For your works to be perfect, motive and attitude are important, because that is what God sees. You should not be making decisions based on what you can see or understand with your mind, as this is carnal. Anyone can learn the mechanics of hearing God's voice with some simple instructions, but they only amount to less than 5% of what the Bible teaches on this subject. Your ability to hear God in your own life should be all-encompassing for the natural realm as well. The spiritual comes first, as without it, you die slowly. You will look like you are baptized in lemon juice eventually and be worse than an unbeliever, according to Peter, doing dead works. 2 Peter 2, verses 20 to 22. God does not want you to feed the rest of the world and not feed your own family. 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8. Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. I'm reading in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, starting in verse 19. And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Christianity is not some dead religion where everyone gets the same reward. Establish excellent communication now by seeking his kingdom and his righteousness. Matthew 6 and verse 33. Do this first and you'll always experience the love of Christ. Without his love, your spiritual life will not be filled with the fullness of God and die, just like a potted plant that fades and dies at home if you're lazy and do not water it. Only God knows the end from the beginning. Isaiah 46 and verse 10. Following the desires of the flesh and of the mind. Ephesians 2 and 3. The devil can direct your life through ways that seem right, that end in death. Proverbs 14, 12. Jesus also said in Revelation chapter 3, verses 4 to 6. This is in the book of Revelation chapter 3. I'm reading verse 4. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, that have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Verse 5. He that overcomes, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Verse 6. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. The word worthy in Strong's is number 514. It comes from another word meaning deserving, comparable, or suitable, as in drawing praise, due a reward, or definitely meeting certain standards. With the humility of Christ passing through many trials and difficulties, you will have the spiritual strength to walk with Jesus in these last days. God's ways are higher, so work out your salvation in fear and trembling. Philippians 2:12, by studying the word of truth when convicted. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15, not the written word that kills. 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 6. Keep taking from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in complicated situations, and your name will be blotted out and reappear in the devil's guide to the galaxy. Be patient under trial, and you will get a regular supply of godly wisdom. Without it, your spiritual garments will be soiled with earthly wisdom. In the Living Bible, Revelation chapter 3, verses 1 to 6 says, to the leader of the church in Sardis, write this letter. This message is sent to you by the one who has the sevenfold Spirit of God and the seven stars. I know your reputation as a live and active church, but you are dead. Now wake up, strengthen what little remains, for even what is left is at the point of death. Your deeds are far from right in the sight of God. Go back to what you heard and believed at first. Hold to it firmly and turn to me again. Unless you do, I will come suddenly upon you, unexpected, as a thief, and punish you. Before COVID, those suffering or seeking miracles, attending large Christian events where Jesus' name was being exalted through praise and worship, got a touch from God. However, no one today believes you will get better results using a list for repentance. Purge yourself through conviction and repentance, and God will use you for noble purposes. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 20. It is never too late to turn your Christian life around, as God is no respecter of persons. Jesus' day is like a thief in the night to comfortable Christians too lazy and unwilling to study the word of truth when convicted. Pressure continues, increasing through illness, deaths, and financial problems. And if you're not able to hear, trust, and obey the Spirit, you will experience unnecessary evil. Just before COVID appeared, well-established, evangelical, and popular, charismatic American preachers were recorded saying, God has given you a brain and expects you to use it. Jesus said in John 10, 27 and 28. I'm reading John's Gospel, chapter 10, starting in verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Verse 28. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. A sheep is someone who recognizes the right voice and will not follow a stranger. John chapter 10, verses 4 and 5. Lambs accept doctrines created by the spiritually uneducated for the sake of their flesh that lead to their own destruction. 2 Peter 3 and verse 16. Lambs make noises all the time, blame others and complain whenever their flesh is uncomfortable. Sheep following Christ never perish. However, anyone can fall away and deny Christ eventually by not denying himself or herself consistently and taking up their cross daily. Only 3,000 blind, repentant, spiritually dead Jews did not perish in AD 70 after they experienced the conviction of killing their own Messiah in their hearts on the day of Pentecost. Solomon wrote in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 8. This is in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, starting in verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. Verse 6, in all their ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Verse 7, be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Verse 8, he shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Either God is directing your life, or the devil is. There is no third option. In a spiritually dead church, either a leader or a false prophet will pray for God to direct your life personally. The lazy rely or even seek such a prayer from someone else. If you want God to direct your life personally, do these three things. Number one, trust God with all your heart. Number two, stop leaning to your own understanding. And number three, in all your ways acknowledge him. If you trust God with all your heart, you will never lean to your own understanding again. Then out of necessity, you will ask God what to do next in complicated situations. When trusting God with all your heart becomes a way of life, you will be a doer of the rightly revealed word of truth for your life personally. You will not become a doer by trusting God with all your mind or trusting God with all your doctrine. Test everything you hear with the Holy Spirit and not with your mind, as it cannot come to the truth. Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 2, verses 13, I'm reading to verse 16. This is in the book of Philippians chapter 2, starting in verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Verse 14. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. Verse 15. That you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Verse 16. Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Using the gifts of the Spirit, you may look spiritual to the immature, but you're doing dead works in spiritualized flesh if you're still murmuring and disputing. Check where your heart is now. Luke 12 and verse 34. Your treasure and your kingdom is here if you're always talking about politics and the problems in this world. Your lips are already unclean, Isaiah 6 and verse 5. And you'll be left behind when Jesus appears if you do not repent deeply. We read in 2 Chronicles 7 and verse 14. This is in 2 Chronicles 7 and I'm reading verse 14. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins, and will heal their land. The church can do more than seek his face today. They have to believe that by using their minds to come to the truth, they are wicked. disciples doing the same are rebellious. John 16 and verse 13. Today the devil is winning the battle through ignorance. 2 Corinthians 2 and verse 11. Darkness is increasing while the world is now in control. Systems are in place now that safeguard the young, the vulnerable, and the weak. That sound very honorable, but it makes it harder for anyone earning an honest day's wage. John chapter 9 and verse 4. The minimum wage has been increased so that any employer has to demand a full commitment, taking on new recruits that they cannot sustain. In the Message Bible, Philippians 2, 14 to 16 says, do everything readily and cheerfully. No bickering, no second guessing allowed. Go out into the world uncorrupted, a breath of fresh air in this squalid and polluted society. Provide people with a glimpse of good living and of the living God. Carry the light-giving message into the night. So I will have good cause to be proud of you on the day that Christ returns. You'll be living proof that I didn't go to all this work for nothing. Jesus did nothing without first hearing from God. John 5 and verse 30. The Father did the miracles through Jesus, who only had to hold forth the word of life for others. Jesus was always in the right place, talking to the right people by the Spirit at the right time that the Father prepared beforehand and directed him to meet. God is still doing the work through his Son, even now, because he's faithful. You can be part of his kingdom too, in the same way, by becoming spiritual. You do not need to know the plan for your own life, because if you did, through the flesh, you would mess it up. Just work on the reasons why you cannot hear God under pressure like a little child, and repent deeply of your spiritual adultery. James 4 and verse 8. Jesus taught in Luke's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 24 and 25. I'm reading Luke chapter 6, starting in verse 24. But woe unto you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation. Verse 25. Woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. And woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. The word woe in Strong's is number 3759. It's a primary exclamation of grief. The body of Christ does not need more funding. It just needs to be good at repentance. Disciples not forsaking all will be cast out by this world eventually. Luke 14, 33 to 35. Now is the time to invest spiritually. You will not experience grief in this world serving God with your whole heart. Those living by sight have the wrong priorities. Fix your mind on things above. Colossians 3, 1 and 2. As living in this world, you'll forget more important eternal things. Make a list and mortify those members causing you to disobey God through the flesh one by one. Colossians 3 and verse 5. And you will not incur God's wrath. Ephesians 5 and 6. There are rewards for obeying the Spirit under pressure and not doing what you've always done in the flesh before. Paul wrote in Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 to 14. I'm reading the book of Hebrews chapter 3, starting in verse 12. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Verse 13. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Verse 14. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. Those with an evil heart of unbelief have issues with God. They believe God understands why they're always sinning, because of what they're going through, even though they are reaping the consequences of sin again and again, just like anyone else. The devil is a thief, but the truth is, he can only steal by breaking into a house first. Luke 11, 21 to 23. In your training, if methods have replaced the need to acknowledge God in the small details, you are not a partaker of Christ. However, those escaping the snares of the evil one, acknowledging God up to the end of their lives, will be partakers even if they were serving sin before. We read in John chapter 8, verses 31 to 36. This is John's Gospel, chapter 8, and read verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed." Verse 32. "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Verse 33. They answered him, "We are Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" Verse 34. Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin." Verse 35. "And the servant abides not in the house forever, but the Son abides forever." Verse 36. "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Jesus can make you free indeed. Once forgiven, Jesus commanded the woman caught in adultery to sin no more, which means it must be possible. Your part is to work out your own salvation as the pressure increases and repent when convicted so that he can make the decisions in all areas, not just a few over a period of time. Those with a confidence in the flesh believe they are free, but when they try to stop sinning in their personal lives, they cannot. Your ability to do religious works is not evidence you are free. You or anyone else with the best natural education is not qualified to make any decisions. Only Jesus is qualified. John wrote in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. This is 1 John chapter 2. I'm reading verse 15. "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." Verse 16. "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world." Whatever the devil has stolen in your life has come through areas where you have lost your first love. You are dying spiritually now because you have neglected the gift of eternal life, 1 Timothy 6:12, through the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. Those doing the will of the Father under pressure with the right motive in these last days will be fit and ready to rule in his kingdom by grace through faith. Matthew 7:21. Peter wrote in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3, I'm reading to verse 9. This is 2 Peter chapter 1, I'm reading verse 3. "According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue." Verse 4. "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust." Verse 5. "And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge." Verse 6. "And to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness." Verse 7. "And to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love." Verse 8. "For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." Verse 9. "But he that lacks these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins." Since you're born again, either your life is moving closer to hell or closer to heaven. Peter's list here describes the spiritual life and how it should be progressing if you're not lazy. There is more to faith, but you have to do everything by acknowledging God in all your ways. If you try to add these things academically, you'll only become a hypocrite or a blind guide. Jesus was teaching in Luke 12, verses 15 to 21. This is in Luke's Gospel, chapter 12. I'm reading verse 15. "And he said to them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses." Verse 16. "And he spoke a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully." Verse 17. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. Verse 18. And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. Verse 19. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Verse 20. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? Verse 21. So is he that lays up treasure for himself, and is not rich towards God. Make yourself completely independent from God through riches, and you lose your soul the same day. Those doing what you want, when they want, now in this world are in danger of hell. Jesus promised those who are righteous now in these last days will also be given the grace to be righteous at the end. Revelation 22 and verse 11. The eternal realm is more real than the natural realm. God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Ezekiel 33, 11. If the wicked see your life is different, then you can also help them to come to repentance. Jesus taught in Matthew 13 and verse 22. This is Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13. I'm reading verse 22. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. In the Living Bible, Matthew 13:22 says, The ground covered with thistles represents a man who hears the message, but the cares of this life and his longing for money choke out God's word. And he does less and less for God. Thinking about your own needs, you will die spiritually. Romans 8 and verse 6. And be overcome in challenging situations unless you're led and controlled by the Holy Spirit. Romans 8 and verse 14. Attending more Bible classes or making studies will only help if through them you remove the cares of this life through deep repentance. Make no excuses. The flesh can be crucified. Jesus taught in Matthew 7, verses 12, and reading to verse 19. This is Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, starting in verse 12. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Verse 13. Enter in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in that way. Verse 14. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads unto life, and few there be that find it. Verse 15. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Verse 16. You should know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Verse 17. Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Verse 18. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Verse 19. Every tree that brings not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. The spiritually wise serve others the way they want to be served and remain watchful to see what manifests in the process. Earthly wisdom is devilish. James 3 and verse 15. Check your fruit that appears as you serve God, as it will not deceive you in complicated situations. Those in the body of Christ that react or complain in trials and difficulties as this world passes away are also chastened, so they will not be condemned with the world at the great white throne. 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 32. You may not experience the life God planned in fullness before Jesus comes just because you have been lazy trying to serve two masters. Time is valuable now, and you cannot afford to follow another way that seems right, heading for hell. The only way that leads to life is the narrow way. On the way of righteousness, you will hear his voice correcting and chastening you too in complicated situations. Paul wrote in Romans 14, verses 17 and 18. This is in the book of Romans, chapter 14. I'm reading verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Verse 18. For he that in these things serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. When Jesus won the victory over death, hell, and the grave at the cross, Jesus suffered acceptably with peace and joy. He then appeared to his own disciples so they could see that he had the same physical body with the scars to prove it. He also told the church in Smyrna, going through tribulation, that he was dead but now alive. Revelation 2 and verse 8. Christianity is not just another religion. Eternal life starts now by steadfastly asking God what to do in all areas of your life for those who want to be approved of God at the end of their lives through a period of suffering. Paul also wrote in Philippians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. This is in the book of Philippians chapter 2. I'm reading verse 11. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as you've always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. The devil is used like a sheepdog for those that listen to the lust of the flesh and turn back to God when they reap the consequences, or when they end up wallowing in the mire like the prodigal son. Everyone will confess that Jesus is Lord in the same way when they see how they almost destroyed their own lives and this planet by listening to their flesh. At the end, however, they will not have time to repent. The devil also confessed that Jesus is Lord before he's cast into the lake of fire. Resistance is futile. We read in Revelation chapter 20, verses 7 to 10. This is in the book of Revelation chapter 20, starting in verse 7. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. Verse 8. And shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. Verse 9. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Verse 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. When the tribulation ends at the beginning of the 1,000 years of Jesus' reign, the feet of the resurrected Christ will land on the Mount of Olives. This will be just before he destroys those directly opposed to anyone setting up his kingdom on earth with the sword coming out of his mouth. Revelation 19:13-21. The wise enter the kingdom now by becoming like a little child. Matthew 18 and verse 3. Repent of thinking when you should be listening, and you'll also be the greatest in his kingdom. Matthew 18 and verse 4. Those listening to the flesh or the devil will have a chance to repent through conviction before the final judgment, but leaving everything to the very end is unwise. In the Amplified Bible Classic Edition, Revelation 3, 4 and 5 says, yet you still have a few persons, names in Sardis, who have not soiled their clothes, and they shall walk with me in white, because they are worthy and deserving. Thus shall he who conquers and is victorious be clad in white garments, and I will not erase or blot out his name from the book of life. I will acknowledge him as mine, and I will confess his name openly before my Father and before his angels. A war between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness is still raging. The holy angels have every reason to complain because the church is asleep. Jesus will not honor the name of anyone to his Father, not fighting the fight of faith with a good confession of responding promptly to his daily instructions. 1 Timothy 6 and verse 13. Jesus is in complete control and acting under orders as the commander-in-chief of God's army. He could have wiped out the devil easily, but by making it too easy, no one will be saved, come to repentance, or walk in the Spirit today if he did that. Jesus taught in Matthew 24, verses 37 to 39. This is Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24, and reading verse 37. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Verse 38. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. Verse 39. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also be the coming of the Son of Man be. Just before Jesus comes, those doing what they want, when they want, will experience no conviction. Those who should be salt and light are rejecting testimonies of those walking in the light with God on the now as sin abounds in the church. Dead churches in Europe have been replaced, closed down, or become social places to eat or drink coffee today. Those born again making excuses for not acknowledging God in all the ways at the appearing of the Son of Man when others are eating and drinking will be left behind. Every generation has believed that Jesus' coming is imminent during big economic changes. However, the devil is creating a new world order through power and politics to keep sinners comfortable. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 7, verses 14 and 15. This is in the book of Romans, chapter 7, and reading verse 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. Verse 15. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that I do. The law is spiritual, because whenever the Jews drifted away, it brought them back to God. The flesh may know what is right and wrong, but it cannot please or do what is right. Romans 8 and verse 8. The ability to correct someone else's written academic work does not mean you're more spiritual. The flesh will never admit that it is corrupt and keep trying. A child can be more spiritual than you with your PhD and enter the kingdom and you be left outside. Those offering an academic approach to Christianity in these last days will be trampled underfoot by this world. Matthew 7 and verse 6. In the Message Bible, Hebrews 3 verses 12 to 14 says, so watch your step, friends. Make sure there's no evil unbelief lying around that will trip you up and throw you off course, diverting you from the living God. For as long as God's still calling it today, keep each other on your toes so sin doesn't slow down your reflexes. If we can only keep our grip on the same sure thing we started out with, we're in this with Christ for the long haul. Sin left untreated has the ability to deceive you even more. Make God's perfect will your priority and do not harden your heart to conviction. Repent of dead works, and God will use your mind instead. He will tell you when to think and when to listen. If you believe the flesh can please God, you will end up in destruction. Kill the flesh, or you yourself will reap the consequences of sin and perish if you do not repent of using common sense and reason in complicated situations. Some will be saved by fire at the end, but they will not rule and reign with Christ. 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 15. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 13, 11 to 14. This is in the book of Romans chapter 13. I'm reading verse 11. And that knowing that the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Verse 12. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Verse 13. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. Verse 14. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. The devil is not the problem. The real problem is those called to be salt and light, looking for a shortcut to holiness so they can live a comfortable life. A falling away in the church has to happen first before Jesus comes for his bride. 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 3. A church that is naked, blind and wretched is a sign that Jesus is about to come and will not tarry. Hebrews 10 and verse 37. He should be coming to a church that is awake, worthy and not ignorant of spiritual things. I started in the school of hard knocks. I had to protect myself from more lies with the armor of light, learning lessons personally from not asking God enough questions. Spiritual ignorance comes from being lazy. Wickedness comes from loving your flesh more than correction and his truth that comes through conviction. Paul wrote in Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 24. This is in the book of Galatians chapter 5. I'm reading verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, and lasciviousness. Verse 20. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies. Verse 21. Envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have always told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Verse 23. Meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Verse 24. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If you cannot rejoice always, something is wrong. Paul told us to beware of three groups making guidelines for you to follow instead of following Christ. Philippians 3 and verse 2. Modern churches that believe asking God the small thing is either legalistic or unnecessary have not crucified the flesh. Because to do this, you have to walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5 and verse 16. If the flesh is not crucified, you cannot blame anyone else, including the devil. You're either wicked or lazy. Your flesh is not dead because you do not like processing conviction and correction when you miss God in day-to-day tasks. Jesus said to Thomas in John 14 and verse 6, I'm reading John's Gospel, chapter 14 and verse 6. And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Auschwitz was a massive complex of concentration and extermination camps operated by Nazi Germany in occupied Poland during World War II. It is the most emblematic global symbol of the Holocaust, where an estimated 1.1 million people, primarily European Jews as well as Poles, Roma and Soviet prisoners of war, were murdered or died of starvation, disease or forced labor. At the entrance to the Auschwitz main camp, on the sign above the gate, these words were written, Arbeit macht frei, which means work sets you free. Bible colleges were established by the devil in churches for those avoiding conviction and correction from strong messages, so they can educate their minds and deceive themselves. Controlled by works or man-made rules or guidelines, churches have become prison camps for baby Christians. Those asking how to get to know God are told to read the Bible, come to church, and be faithful in certain traditions. They're also told trying to hear God by the Spirit is impossible, hard, or just for a few special people with a high calling on their lives. By doing more dead religious works, the devil is able to recruit others and make even more prisoners of war. When I received the Holy Spirit, I had to repent of doing dead works, and I was not saved by repeating some apostolic prayer or repeating the Nicene Creed. In the Living Bible, Revelation 3:1-6 says, "To the leader of the church in Sardis, write this letter. This message is sent to you by the one who has the sevenfold Spirit of God and the seven stars. And I know your reputation as a live and active church, but you are dead. Now wake up, strengthen what little remains, for even what is left is at the point of death. Your deeds are far from right in the sight of God. Go back to what you heard and believed at first. Hold to it firmly and turn to me again. Unless you do, I will come suddenly upon you, unexpected, as a thief, and punish you. Yet even there inside, some haven't sore their garments with the world's filth. They shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Everyone who conquers will be clothed in white, and I will not erase his name from the book of life, but I will announce before my Father and his angels that he is mine. Let all who can hear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. God is the transmitter and a good one. He has seven spirits. We only have five senses unless you've been born again, and you get at least one more. Also, God has seven stars to prove that he has done what is right consistently by his own high standards. What stars do you have to prove that you have done what is right in any area under pressure? In some UK Christian-based organizations, young people are given stars or badges to prove they did something right to a certain standard, just like God. This is not the same as just saying, "I'm a Christian." I can share with anyone that has ears to hear how, with godly wisdom, on the narrow way, I got a single star from overcoming sin, the flesh, and the devil. Everyone overcoming now with many stars will be given the morning star too. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 28. If you want a copy of these notes, please write and answer the following questions and send your answers to me. Number one, do you consistently acknowledge the Lord in all your ways? If not, why not? Number two, what two things are important that you establish first if you want to hear God consistently in all areas of your life? Number three, have you ever made an effort to get on the narrow way? And if so, what stopped you from doing so each time? If you want to get to know and follow Jesus, then I can recommend this book, My Sheep Hear My Voice by Joseph Hedgecourt. If you want to make a fresh start and get on the narrow path, sow in the Spirit daily, experience full salvation and freedom through regular repentance, then I can recommend the book, Wake Up, Time is Running Out, Volume 1, Foundations to Spiritual Maturity by Joseph Hedgecourt. If you want to grow up spiritually, not be earthly minded and come to maturity, then I can recommend the book Wake Up, Time is Running Out, Volume 2, Growing Up Spiritually by Joseph Hedgecourt. Do not accept a counterfeit version of Christianity based on religious works where you do not have to deny yourself and take up your cross daily. You need to make sure you get on the narrow way. The broad road that leads to destruction looks good. It's signposted heaven this way, and many well-meaning good people attending church are on the broad road. If you know that you have resisted the truth and want to know why, then I can recommend the book, The Guilted Prison, Revised Edition by Joseph Hedgecourt. Today I've shared with you a message about being alive, and you have to be watchful. Look at your life. You might have been following Christ up to now. But there should be fruit that you are genuinely following Christ. And I mean fruit under pressure. Anyone can have fruit when life is nice and comfortable. And the devil's making everybody comfortable right now. sinning and doing what they want. Make every effort now before time runs out to get on that narrow way. And if things come to the surface, do not be ashamed. Make a list and work out your own salvation in fear and trembling. Remember, you're only looking at the bad fruit that's appearing, but in every case, there is a root issue that you can remove through repentance. Father, I pray for anyone who listens to this message that they will wake up and become alive to you. They will see sin as anything contrary to your perfect will for their lives. They will never see sin as some individual things anymore. They will recognize that sin is clearly defined in their lives. And I pray that with a hunger for righteousness, you will fill them with the fullness of God through the love of Christ. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. You can find a summary of the scriptures used in today's message below the video, either written out via a link to a website. Our contact details will follow at the end of this message. God bless you and thank you for listening.